Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey you, welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
I'm wife.
And together we're reading the Bible.
Starting with Genesis and eventually ending with Revelations, we're working through every book and offering our atheist 2 cents.
Or shekels.
Yeah, those. We're asking questions and pointing out all the nonsense.
We aren't academics or scholars.
Nope. In fact, when it comes to religion, we really don't know anything at all.
What we've learned so far is that God's a dick.
Oh, he really is, isn't he? If you're interested in how we reached this startling conclusion, maybe start from episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in anywhere. It's all good.
Yep.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
I do not. Sorry.
You said that like you were so disappointed in yourself.
Well, I listened to it twice today, actually, because I listened to it this morning, and then I forgot, and I listened to it on the way home, and then we had so much go on this evening, I forgot again.
Oh my gosh.
It's really that bad. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those. As soon as you say a word about the chapter, I'll know it all.
Okay, so they lost the ark.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Philistines. They beat them. Yeah, and the two guys died, and then the guy fell over dead, and he was blind in 98.
And fat.
And
then the one lady, the one daughter-in-law of his,
yeah.
She gave birth, and that was sad.
And
she basically named her son Loser right before she died.
Right, yeah.
Or No Honor. Oh, Ichabod.
And it was shocking.
And it was shocking.
Yeah.
The whole thing was shocking. Yep.
Okay, so what are we reading today?
We are on 1 Samuel chapter 5.
Let's go to it.
Okie dokie. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 5.
Okay.
Are we really?
I don't know. Our computer has decided to take a huge shit tonight. And I'm about ready to toss it out of a goddamn window. So, it suddenly decided that it's old, apparently. And it just loses audio and stops working and takes 5 hours to fucking reboot. And I think it's done.
So what take is this?
This is like 5 or 9.
Five or nine.
I'm not really sure at this point. I'm kind of pissed because it's, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we started this at like 11.
Which was already too late.
Yeah. And I have to be up in 4 hours.
No bigs.
Yeah.
Just have a job and everything.
Right. No. Yeah. All right, let's go do this podcast. Assuming our computer will let us do it.
Assuming that the audio isn't all laggy.
I want everybody to like wish our computer the best of luck here in future endeavors with podcasting with us because I'm worried about it.
I'm worried about it too. Everybody pray.
No, don't pray. It fucking doesn't do shit.
I was kidding. All right. The Ark in the Land of the Philistines.
Okay.
After the Philistines captured the Ark of God.
Again? For the fifth time? Sorry. Enough. It's 1:30. I'm going to be loopy now. This is just too much.
All right. They took the Ark from the battleground at Ebenezer to the town of Ashdod.
Okay.
They carried the Ark of God into the temple.
Oh, no. Not the temple.
Of Dagon.
Why would you do such a thing?
And they placed it beside an idol of Dagon. Who apparently is a god.
Those idols, Dagons, they're pretty cool.
Well, we're going to look him up for our Q&A.
I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But when the when the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Did something happen to it?
Oh my God, you need to stop.
I'm sorry. I'm used to doing this fresh. Now I know everything's going to happen. I'm like, I know what's going to happen.
I know, but stop.
Sorry. Spoilers. I'm being annoying now.
You are being very annoying. Yeah. I'm annoyed enough.
I know. I'm annoyed that it's 1:30 in the morning. I know. Okay.
So anyway, the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord.
Oh, no.
And just to clarify, because we were confused the first time we read this, this is not a dude that fell over.
Yeah, it's not a dude.
It's a fucking statue.
It's an idol, yeah.
It's a statue.
It says idol.
I know it's an idol.
Statue, idol, whatever.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a statue. The statue is an idol.
Okay.
And it fell.
It fell.
It fell on its face.
It did.
So they took Dagon and put him in his place again.
Yeah, you put him in his place.
That was the part that confused us. We were like, wait,
right.
They put him in his place? What?
Idols are gods who are not live, but they're still alive.
I feel like maybe the first time that we read through this that missed a word, maybe, or something?
No, I think it's more that I don't pay 100% attention when we're reading
through. But I missed it, too.
Right.
And so we were both like, hang on, what?
Well, I think it's because they say him. Like, they put him in his place.
And we were like, hold on.
Yeah, so it made us think of a person. So
Yeah. But they put the idol.
But it's not. It's an idol.
It's a statue.
Yeah.
And they put him in his place.
Right. They put him in his place.
But the next morning, the same fucking thing happened.
Oh, man.
Dagon had fallen face down before the Ark of the Lord again.
Get up off the ground, Dagon. Jeez.
Get up off the ground. This time, his head and hands were broken off and were lying in the doorway.
I hate it when my hands and head break off
and
lie in the doorway.
What? Only the trunk of his body was left intact. Mm,
yeah.
That is why to this day, to this day, neither the priests of Dagon nor anyone who enters the temple of Dagon in Ashdod will step on its threshold.
How many priests of Dagon do you know personally? I'm just curious.
I know at least none.
Yeah. I was just trying to count them up myself, and I think that's what I came up with as well.
As many as none.
And that's to this day for me, at least.
And that's
so far, I don't know any priests of Dagon.
On both hands. counting I might, on both hands.
Yeah. I might do a search to see if I can find any Priest of Dagon. Because I would be interested in that, maybe.
I'm going
to
look his ass up.
Yeah. We should start a sub-account on Twitter called Priest of Dagon.
Oh, my God. An idiot.
It's all about not standing on thresholds.
Right. Actually, I kind of like that.
Right? It's pretty good.
Then the Lord's heavy hand struck the people of Ashdod and the nearby villages.
Son of a bitch.
What'd he strike them with?
Tumors.
A plague of tumors.
Yeah, that.
That's right.
I was close.
When the people realized what was happening, they cried out, "We can't keep the Ark of God of Israel here any longer."
Just out of curiosity, and I'm just throwing this out there. Yeah. Like, do the tumors come imprinted with the word God put this here on it, or... Well, how do they know it was God that did it?
I think if everybody... I'm so sorry for that, y'all.
And yeah.
I think if everybody in town, like, 1, 2, 3, go, they all have tumors. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty obvious that either a plane with pesticides just flew over mm-hmm. and, like, burned them all real good.
Yeah.
Or the hand of God tumored them.
I guess, maybe.
Like, if it's just 1, 2, 3, go.
Sure.
Like, and I'm like, oh, ow, there's a tumor growing. And you're like, oh, shit, me too. What's happening?
Okay.
And then I'm like, oh, I got a tumor on my cheek. And you're like, me on my forehead. Oh, ah.
I just can't imagine thinking that my first response to everything happening is, oh, yeah, it was a God that did that.
Like, well, yeah.
You know, that's just, it's silly. So
it is. But it wasn't silly for them back then.
Right. Because
they didn't have the Googles.
Yeah, that's true.
So they couldn't just look it up and be like,
tumors.
Is it a
it's
god?
Not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Is it a god? It's not.
It's not.
If someone asks if you're a god.
You say yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, they were all crying. We can't keep it here. God is against us. We will all be destroyed along with Dagon, our god.
Yeah. God's going to destroy Dagon and them.
Yeah.
Dagon
he already destroyed their idol.
Yeah.
So, okay.
My God.
I'm so fucking tired. So they called together the rulers of the Philistines? Is that what we decided?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. They called together the rulers of the Philistine towns and asked, what should we do with the Ark of the God of Israel? I mean, I could tell you what to do with it, but okay. The rulers discussed it.
Is that them discussing it?
That's the crowd discussing it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and finally they replied, move it to the town of Gath.
Yeah, let's just move it to Gath.
Get on down Gath? To Gath.
Yeah, send it to Gath.
I need to share this as like get to Gath.
Get to Gath.
Yeah. So they moved the Ark of the God of Israel to Gath.
Okay.
As you do.
Yeah.
But when the Ark arrived at Gath, holy shit, the Lord's heavy hand fell on its men, young and old.
Oh,
he struck them with a plague.
Of tumors.
It was a tumor, and there was a great panic. I mean, yeah. I would panic.
I mean, if that's, you know, two towns now. But, you know, if it was something communicable, the mm-hmm. people that brought the fucking thing to the next town, they brought that with them.
That's how Resident Evil works.
I'm just like...
That's how the zombie apocalypse happens.
Yeah, like, I mean...
That's how COVID goes.
I'm just saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be a god. It could have been... I don't know what they mean by tumors 4,000 years ago.
It could have been real bad zits. You know,
right, yeah.
Or so, pustules.
Sure. Sure. They may have just had something, and they just were carrying it town to town when they were bringing...
They carried the sieve.
Yeah.
I mean, they was all fucking each other.
I'm just saying.
And prostitutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sure.
They just passed around the sieve.
Yeah.
So, they sent the Ark of God to the town of Ekron.
Ekron, huh?
But when the people of Ekron saw it coming, they were like having none of it.
They're like, fuck no.
They cried out, they're bringing the Ark of the God of Israel here to fucking kill us too.
Yeah.
The people summoned the Philistine rulers again and begged them, please fucking send the Ark of the God of Israel back to its own goddamn country or it will kill us all.
Yeah, they're fighting over this thing like people putting in a landfill in their area.
Yeah. That is actually something that happened here.
Yeah.
You have it. No, you have it.
Right.
For the deadly plague from God had already begun, and great fear was sweeping across the town.
Oh, no.
That happens
when
plagues happen.
Right.
Those who didn't die.
My God, stop yawning.
I'm so fucking tired. I'm sorry. Those who didn't die were afflicted with tumors, and the cry from the town rose to heaven, the end.
Okay.
Heaven, help me. I'm fucking tired and I have tumors.
Yeah, and we're tired and we're done with this podcast
for tonight. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
And we need to get the fuck out of here before our computer just bites the goddamn dust.
It's true. So this is Friday and tomorrow is Saturday, during which we will have our Q&A. And then Sunday will be our replay.
Yep.
And we will find out who gets the fucking arc on Monday when we cover 1 Samuel chapter 6.
Right. Remember, positive thoughts for our computer.
Prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Husband.
Yes, wife?
Remember how you told me we're on Patreon now?
Yeah, why?
Because we're starting something new for Patreon members only. Every couple of weeks, we'll cover something in the news, a current event, or something we feel strongly needs to be discussed. And only subscribers get to hear our discussion.
That's right. It's all for our Patreon members as a thank you for their support. Join now for as little as $2 a month to get all of our extra content. Go to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Do it now. Husband, it's the end.
It is indeed, wife.
Tell the people where they can contact us.
Well, they can get a hold of us via our email, which is sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. We have Twitter @sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, why do you know? Why do you keep doing that? Ugh. All right, we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a Pinterest page. But if you really want to get our attention, Twitter's where it's at.
Twitter is where you're at.
Yeah.
And they should also review, like, and subscribe, yeah?
Definitely. Apple Podcasts reviews help us out tremendously. And we also can use your support on Patreon, which is a great place to support us as well. That would be at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.